It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Former Steelers head coach and tough guy Bill Cowher is now divorced and now dating again.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Quick correction, Bill Cowher's wife passed away. They're not divorced.
Okay, moment of silence.
Passed away, and he's now dating again.
Way to go.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Jessica Simpson's a good example. Wasn't her clothing line where she made all her tons of money?
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary-Kate Olsen Simpson twins, whatever they are.
What the hell did you just say?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The E-Brake brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration, advancedhair.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote. 888-787-1310. Well, talking is a problem on this week's E-Break. And knowing that, who do you think the first candidate is?
Got to be Johnny E-Break.
He's back. Craig Rosengarten. How about this moment on the T-Box?
Bolt ran 27, 28 miles an hour.
Listen, I look at it like this, Rick. We have to figure out a way to beat the robots in the future, right? So
that's true.
We need to do all we can.
Well, wait,
what?
What?
What was that? God, speaking of cartoons.
Please. Please mark that. Maybe twice. Just put it on an endless loop.
Oh, God.
Boy, you get Coho Show Ambush, and you get also an amazing Kern laugh in the background there, too. This is pretty good.
That sounds like Sean. We need to play it back to back with Sean.
All right, all the way through one more time.
Bolt ran 27, 28 miles an hour.
Listen, I look at it like this, Rick. We have to figure out a way to beat the robots in the future, right? So
that's true.
We need to do all we can.
What?
What? God, speaking of cartoons.
Please. Even. Please mark that. Maybe twice. Just put it on an endless loop.
Oh, God.
All right, there's Craig Rosengarten as candidate number one. Candidate number two. Have you guys listened to Ranger's Ranch? Because we need to promote that, our own Tyler.
Oh, that's right.
Tip sheet. Sam Soul's a part of that.
Yep.
And he and Killer talk Rangers every weekend here on The Ticket. Well, maybe you should just throw it to break from here on out during Rangers Ranch.
I don't know.
Because Killer kind of has a meltdown here as he tries to throw it to break.
The first game as well, everybody played. Mm-hmm. And so he is just pulling out all the stops, trying to figure out what can work, who can do what, and just a way to get that one extra run or one extra hit.
So you're listening to Rangers Ranch? So that was our recap of the week that was. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the injuries that the Rangers are dealing with. I cannot speak to in this segment. So coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the gosh.
Oh.
My God.
Take us out, Tyler.
We'll talk about injuries next.
Take us out. I think you just ended all right here, Tyler. That's just
it's so hard to stay out of the way and just let him ISO in the moment.
Yeah, you didn't try to help him.
You got to let him cook.
That's true.
And you don't want to rescue him because he's trying to get better. You want him the opportunity to get better and to himself.
That's right. Let's see if it gets any better the second time we hear it.
The first game as well, everybody played. Mm-hmm. And so he is just pulling out all the stops, trying to figure out what can work, who can do what.
Yeah.
And just a way to get that one extra run or one extra hit.
So you're listening to Rangers Ranch? So that was our recap of the week that was. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the injuries that the Rangers are dealing with. I cannot speak to in this segment. So coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the gosh. Take us out, Tyler.
We'll talk about injuries next.
That might be Killer's greatest performance since Black Friday.
I think it was, yeah.
Just whenever you hear him lose complete confidence and he gets the shake voice going, I know. You just know you're in for a verbal Christmas.
Man, we all love Killer so much.
So many gifts.
He is candidate number two. Candidate number three from the Hardline, Dave Lane. Boy, his brain just kind of melts down here as they're talking about the movie Obsession. They go all over the place. You get hyperbole Corby here. And they were trying to, I guess, talk about Michael Johnston, who's in that Obsession movie. And here you go.
Blair Witch cost $230 to make, and it made over $10 billion.
I think that's fast and loose, but okay.
Do the math.
A bajillion.
You do the math.
By the way, the main character in this movie, his name is Bear. I think we're being overbeared.
We're definitely overbeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many bears.
Yeah. Did he also bang whatever name?
What?
What'd you just say?
Whatever her name is. Emily Radikowski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you.
Oh, sorry. I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good.
Z. Bang.
I caught golf aids at the Nelson.
Whoa.
That's really a strange way to end it there. Davey is something else, and he is candidate number three. So, is it Craig Rosengarten? Is it Killer? Or is it Dave? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, humans.
Hey, human.
Retinal size blonde blonde.
Gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
What were the choices again?
What was this?
You can either hang up or we'll hang up on you.
Those are your choices in our estimation. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Craig Rosengarten and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Craig Rosengarten.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, George, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Sorry, I'm going through a run through Lakewood and stuff. Craig,
yes.
Talk to you. I'm the beer guy on the socials. We follow each other. I'm really inspired by your work, man. Keep it up.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Keep writing. Just do the deal, man. You know?
Die.
Jeez. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mises. Hey. After we talk, come back from break. Rangers injuries will next.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Gordo. It's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Don't you remember the documentary Lonesome Dove? They just buried in a shallow grave and covered with rocks and be done with it.
Yes.
That was a green grave, right, I guess.
I want to vote for Killer's impersonation of Craig Rosengarten.
All right. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello,
it's Del Young.
Oh, hey, Del. That's our... Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I enjoyed your segment on Michael Young at breakfast. That was pretty cool. Can I take, let me get the funny one, the number two killer.
Okay.
Where he got it confused.
You, buddy. We got you.
Take all kinds of care now.
Hi, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and stream.
Hey, since I usually sound like Killer when I vote, I'm going to vote for Killer.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Craig, David's golf aids has caused mineral wells to be obliterated with golf-sized hail.
Okay.
Love
you. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Bobby and I would like to responsibly vote for a killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
All right.
the first game as well, everybody played. Mm-hmm. And so he is just pulling out all the stops, trying to figure out what can work, who can do what, and just a way to get that one extra run or one extra hit.
So you're listening to Rangers Ranch. So that was our recap of the week that was. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the injuries that the Rangers are dealing with. I cannot speak to in this segment. It's coming up next. We're going to talk about some of the gosh. Take us out, Tyler.
We'll talk about injuries next.
Gosh.
Oh, man. How many wins is that for Killer?
Congratulations to the Killer. He has hit double digits. That's his 10th all-time e-break win.
Okay, that's kind of amazing that Killer only has 10 e-breaks.
Yeah.
Way to go, Killer.
I would have guessed coming up on 100.